United States Representative, District 1, two-year term.
Susan Delbene, S-U-Z-A-N, D-E-L, capital B-E-N-E, prefers Democratic Party. Elected experience, United States Representative, 2012 to present. Vice Chair of the Ways and Means Committee. Chair, New Democrat Coalition. Other professional experience. Successful career as a businesswoman and entrepreneur. Former Microsoft executive, led local high-tech startups. Former director of Washington's Department of Revenue, where I led efforts to simplify the tax system and help small businesses. Education, BA, Biology, Reed College, MBA, University of Washington. Community service. I've mentored students at UW Business School, been active in my church serving as a board member, volunteered with the PTA, Girl Scouts, and YWCA, supporting transitional housing, job training, and services to help families get back on their feet. Statement. These days, our country faces serious challenges. Families across the 1st District are concerned about the future. More than ever, we need the sort of pragmatic leadership I am committed to delivering. My focus is on tackling inflation, rebuilding our middle class, standing up to the extremes, and protecting our rights. We're all frustrated with the divisiveness of politics in the other Washington. Too much performance, not enough substance. I am the opposite. In Congress, I'm committed to putting aside hyperpartisanship to deliver results. I led the expansion of the child tax credit, which sent families up to $300 per child monthly last year, reduced taxes on 40 million families, and dramatically cut child poverty. I helped enact a low-income housing tax credit that will create 130,000 affordable homes. And we passed the bipartisan infrastructure law, sending Washington State billions in federal funding to improve our state's highways, mass transit, ports and airports, and to expand access to broadband and wildfire mitigation programs. My background as a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur helps guide my efforts to restore economic stability, prosperity, and opportunity. I've pushed to reduce inflation by supporting policies to produce critical goods in America again, getting more people in the workforce, and lowering costs for housing, food, and gas while investing in clean energy. I secured $200 million to expand job training opportunities. My core values remain unchanged. As I have done from day one, I'll protect Social Security and Medicare. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe, I will stand even stronger to protect a woman's right to choose. I have endorsements from Democratic groups, labor, local leaders, and many others. I am committed to results, not rhetoric. With the right decisions and leadership, our future in the 1st Congressional District will be bright. I ask for your support. Contact 425-483-1500. info@delbenefocongress.com. www.delbenefocongress.com.
Vincent J. Cavalieri, VincentJ. Cavalieri, prefers Republican Party. Elected experience. Mill Creek City Council, 2015 to present. SNO 911 Board, 2019 to present. Joint Fire Board, 2011 to present. Other professional experience. Served in the United States Army Reserve 1983 to 1989. JRA Assistant Recreational Director, IRYC, from 1996 to 2000. Currently a deputy with the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office and Director of Education with the Silent Majority Foundation. Education. Graduated North Babylon High School 1983, attended Everett Community College 1998 to 99. Community service. I currently serve on the boards for Parks and Recreation, Arts and Beautification, and WRIA 8, where my primary focus is protecting our open spaces and environment. I currently volunteer at the Mill Creek Food Bank and my community church. Statement. Now more than ever, Congress needs representatives who will honor their oath to the American people. While crime and inflation soar, current national leadership continues to ignore the needs of the people. I am committed to restoring public safety, revitalizing our small businesses, and holding Congress fiscally accountable. As a deputy with the Sheriff's Office for over 22 years and a Mill Creek councilman for the last 7, I have been able to accomplish many things in my community to make it safer, cleaner, and more prosperous. Mill Creek has been rated one of America's most livable cities during my tenure. I led the charge in hiring more officers in my city while others were focused on, quote, defunding or reimagining, unquote, their police. In the wake of the Washington Supreme Court's decision to legalize the possession of drugs, I authored a city ordinance to recriminalize the possession of drugs like fentanyl, now the number one killer of Americans 18 to 45, methamphetamine, and heroin. On day one in Congress, I will introduce the Law Enforcement Community Standards Act, which will hold cities accountable that defund their police. In addition, I will also introduce the Prosecutor Responsibility and Detention Act, which will hold prosecutors accountable for allowing repeat offenders back in our communities. Finally, my, quote, reapply and retry, unquote, bill will divert $900 million of unused American Rescue Plan Act funds and give it back to businesses decimated by the mandates. I have honorably served you as a soldier, deputy, and councilman for more than 29 years. I humbly ask to serve as your congressman. With your help, we can repair the damage inflicted across America. Proudly endorsed by former King County Sheriff and Congressman Dave Reichert, Snohomish County Sheriff Adam Fortney, the Snohomish County GOP, and your local law enforcement. Contact 425-477-9231, team at cavalleryforcongress.com, T-E-A-M at cavalleryforcongress.com. www.cavalleryforcongress.com.